There we are. Of March 11th, East Coast.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Wait.
Am I breaking up? Is it better?
There you go. I don't know
yeah,
what
better?
Happened.
All right. So hey, welcome back, folks, to the East Coast Bros Podcast Part 2 on this March 11th of 2024. Nate's with us. Tim couldn't be here tonight. He was babysitting right. The grandchildren. But we're happy to be here with you all again. For anyone that might melt at our making fun of people, you might want to get off now. This is not the place you want to be. So you might want to get out of here. For the rest of you that stayed, thank you very much. We love you all. And yes. We're going to get started here. We got a lot to go over still in the second half, though, Nate. So we're going to start off first with Nate's going to – we're going to have our news and weather from Cliff Hudson.
Oh, hold on. Real quick, Matt. Allison Burke's husband works with us, too. He's a really great guy, too, Justin. Just really easy to get along with. And I just want to give a shout-out to Maddie. She's homesick, my daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Which
yep.
I get. She's, what, 20?
Yeah.
19,
yeah.
I get
yeah.
it. So she's still homesick.
Yep.
But she'll get through it. We all do.
That's right. Yep.
All right. You ready?
All right, folks, we're going to bring in Cliff Hudson with the news and weather. Cliff, take it away, brother.
Hold on. Weekly newscast coming up on 6:15, 45 minutes for the hour. I'm Cliff Hudson, and let's get right into it. In the news, the great uniter gave his State of the Union speech the other night. And I don't know about you guys, but here at the East Coast Brothers, we're not feeling too warm and fuzzy about all the togetherness in this country lately. Oh, well, pass the beer nuts. In business, here at the East Coast Brothers, we still don't even remotely understand cryptocurrency, but sure are happy that we bought some here at the station a while back. It's taking off like a rocket. In sports, well, actually business, but indirectly tied to sports, it sure looks like Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is taking a playbook from Jose Canseco, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and all of the 80s wrestlers. Shown recently with his shirt off, jacked to the bejesus. He can deny all he wants. But you don't get pumped up like that all of a sudden unless you're on steroids. In weather news, coming up on mid-March, we're not out of the woods yet, but it looks like we skated through yet another winter with very little snow, and that's just fine with us here at the East Coast Brothers. None of us ski, snowboard, snowmobile, any of those sports. Just worry about falling down and cracking our melons open. In traffic, stay off the roads, highways, byways, overpasses, underpasses, tunnels, bridges, and interstates, and you should be just fine. Well, coming up on 6:25 here, 35 minutes for the hour, currently 38 degrees here in the city by the sea. And that about wraps it up here in the East Coast Brothers Newsroom. As always, thank you very much for listening. Love to all. I'm Cliff Hudson. Have a great week. Over and out.
Right.
Thank you, Cliff. Brother. Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate it, brother. Awesome. Cliff is great, man. He's always out there. He's always out there on the news and weather, man. That guy's never leaves his car. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. He never does. Right. Yeah. Great. So Nate, so folks, as we mentioned earlier, we're gonna talk. Let's talk about real quickly before we get into Uncle Jimmy time. Let's quickly talk. Nate, I'm gonna ask you to do me a favor if you don't mind. And
sure.
we're going to go on page 2 of the agenda, and we have some emails on there. We got some emails on here that Nate's going to read for us. Go ahead, Nate. Read some of the emails from some of our listeners.
Well, I'm sorry.
Bill. I say start off with Bill, because Bill from the Bug Guy sent us some information about a conversation a while ago.
He apologizes for being a little late with his response, but he's been on vacation. We get it. He's been on vacation in February. I don't know where he went. Maybe he went to the Caribbean. Some answers for the gnats in the 70s. Remember, Matt, we were talking about the gnats.
We were talking about the black fly, the gnats, right? In the 1970s, right?
How invasive they were. Like, they're always in your face. And I don't think. Unfortunately, he goes, I was not alive yet. Ha ha ha. But I can offer some insight. Most likely the gnats were black flies. That's what they usually spray the river for, because black flies lay eggs in running water. Okay.
Huh.
Not stagnant water like mosquitoes. I knew that about mosquitoes. I didn't know that about flies.
Yeah.
Because they hatch out of running water. I doubt praying mantises would have any effect on the population. More than likely a lack of frogs and fish at that time. Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm assuming frogs would eat the, obviously they eat the bugs or...
Longer. So just give a quick insight. As Nate said, we talking about this a few episodes ago about the summer of the 70s. There was three summers back then that the gnats were so bad you couldn't even go outside. They got in your ears, they got in your eyes, you swallowed them. It was horrible. And I originally said that I heard that they had sprayed some insecticide and they killed all the praying mantises, and then the praying mantises didn't eat the larvae, and they ended up but now Bill has kind of set me straight on that. Thanks, Bill. Being
right,
kind of biased, and this is his field, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he's right.
That wasn't probably the case. He said, most likely, even though he wasn't alive back then, you son of a gun, you got to remind me how old I am, damn it.
But yes, I know.
But Bill, you know, saying he wasn't born yet back then, it probably was right that, as you said, Nate, that they probably was the fact that the black flies are, they're little black flies, and right. The bugs, maybe the frogs and the fish at the time weren't eating them. So, yeah.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, maybe the Lackawanna River. I guess maybe like the fish and the frogs probably all die in the Lackawanna River, probably.
I was told if you get anything on the Lackawanna River, do not eat it. Put it back. Yeah.
I'm terrible, man. Terrible. All right, Nate, we got something. All right.
You ready for the next one? This is from our man, Andy Z, who's a loyal listener.
Yes.
All right. Now he's going back to what we were talking about, horns and bands. Remember that?
Last week. Last episode, we talked about horns and bands, and he's kind of giving us a little insight. Yep.
This is, what up, Nate and bros? Got your Rolling Stones incorporated saxophones. I didn't know that, ironic, because I'm not a big fan of the Stones. I love, I have respect for them, but I'm not a huge fan.
Yes.
Not sure if you want to include jazz rock, Steely Dan. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yep. Steely Dan.
And Asia, I think that's what he says. Also want to shout out Uncle Jimmy, very funny. Great sense of humor.
Yeah. So, hey, Uncle Jimmy, look at that, buddy. Our buddy Andy Z is recognizing it. Sometimes he asks me, has anybody, ever listened to you guys? We're like, yeah. They love you,
right.
Uncle Jimmy. They love you. They love Uncle Jimmy. They love Cliff Hudson and Uncle Jimmy. For those of you who don't know, Cliff Hudson is Uncle Jimmy, just so you know. just so you don't know that, but it is him.
Yeah.
He is a hell of a guy. He's a hell of a guy. He had surgery last a couple weeks ago. He's on the mend. He's doing very well. I saw him today. He was out there searching for the waves. I think he was going down to see the waves today on the beach or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Good.
Good man.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So, Nate, we also had some, before we get into Uncle Jimmy time, real quickly, I did want to, Nate, did you want to read, let's talk about the new segment, Nate. Did you want to read what Frank has to say about his tip of the week for us, about his plumbing tip of the week?
Yeah, looks like his tip of the week. Now, Frank's a plumber. Locate the main water shutoff valve. And believe me, it happened to me because I was working on my shower in my old house in North Scranton when I was with my second wife, because I had 800 wives. I went and unscrewed a thing in the shower and it blew everything out because I didn't shut the water off.
Yep.
So I ruined it. I made it worse than what it was. Turning off the water to your house can greatly reduce property damage if you have major emergency, like a burst pipe, but you must first know where the valve is located. If your home has a basement or a crawl space, the shutoff valve is probably situated on a wall near the front of the house. If the building is on a slab foundation, check the garage or near the water heater. If you still can't find the main water shutoff valve, call a plumber for help locating it when you have an emergency. When in doubt, call Lesneski Plumbing and Heating, 570-906-0183.
So call Frank again at Lesneski. Sorry, Frank, I'm not going to get that right. Plumbing and Heating. That's what happens when you have a last name like ours. It's so simple that we screw everyone else's up.
Yes.
But Frank, thank you a lot for that, Frank. Yeah, I want to say a couple of years ago, I wish I had known this a few years ago, Frank, because we actually had a pipe burst in our home upstairs, actually in one of our closets on the second floor. And it ruined it. And I didn't know where to shut the water off at. I had no idea. I didn't know at that time. I wasn't really in tune with things. And we had water damage. We had to get a new ceiling in. We had to get water. The whole water damage came down the walls. Everything was horrible.
Yep. Yes.
And then fast forward now, maybe 2 years ago, my son, where he used to have an apartment, they had a burst pipe. And luckily enough, at that time, I knew enough because I was experienced with this problem we had, Nate, that that I was able to say, I called him and he called me. I said, find the water, shut off valve. And like you said, Frank, his valve was near the water heater because he lived in an apartment. So we found it and we shut the water out before it really caused a lot of damage.
Right.
So that's really great advice, Frank. Thank you. Because
yes.
I know that is something we have to worry about. Because if you get a burst pipe and you don't shut the water off, you're screwed if you can't find that pipe. I mean, you know, that could be leaking. That could leak forever until you get somebody there to turn off the water.
Yep.
Yeah. So
major damage. Probably even enough damage to shut your house down.
Yes, yes, yes. So again, call Frank at his plumbing and heating service, 570-906-0183. Thanks again, Frank, for that great advice. And
yes.
As we heard from our boys at the from Bill, from our boys at the Bug Guys about the gnats and stuff like that, which is really interesting. Did not realize, like Nate said, did not know that they lay their eggs on running water. That's kind of weird. I would have thought stagnant water. So thanks for that advice, Bill, for that advice. And that's from the Bill and Carl from the Bug Guys. Again, 570-855-5336. www.thebugguyswithaz.com. You can always email them at help@thebugguyswithaz.com. Bill and Carl, the Bug Guys. Thank you, Bill, Carl, and Frank, for your wonderful advice. We hope we can keep it coming. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Matt.
So, Nate. Matt.
Michelle just asked for recommendations for Vegas. It's too late. It's too late. We're going next week, so I don't know what she means by that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, folks. If anybody out there has recommendations for Vegas, if you visited Vegas, I never have, or anything like that. If you could do it before they go next week, please email us. We'll be checking the emails. We'll make sure to check it and email us any advice that you might have for Nate and Michelle when they go to Vegas. Okay. So anybody has any advice about Vegas, please give them. And I mean, advice other than what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Not that kind of advice. Like advice about like where to go, things to see, and stuff like that.
Right.
Let us know. Okay.
All right.
So again, East Coast Bros 2, East Coast Bros 2, number2@gmail.com. So real quick, before we get into Uncle Jimmy time here, and we're getting close again to missing our time being up, I guess. We actually had some questions and stuff like that on the podcast. On March 26th show, the last one we had. And here's some of the questions. And let me tell you, so I want to thank everyone who voted. I want to thank those who listened to us and actually went on to their Spotify account or however they listened to us and they voted for us. But first question we asked was, do you feel that the border is secure? We got six votes, and all six votes said no. Simple as that. No, they do not. I think that's the general consensus of the country right now, even though our president says that we are more secure than we've ever been before. Okay. We also asked the question, would you recommend the show to family and friends? We got six votes, and all six votes said, hell no, you guys suck. No, that's not true. We actually got a resounding six votes of, hell yeah, we would.
Yes.
That's awesome. So thank you, folks.
That is awesome.
Thank you. Next one we asked was, do you think, what did you think about the episode? And this was from, I don't know who it was from, but it was from one of our listeners, and they said, great episode, guys. And they also had some information about bands and horns. And they said, a couple of bands that have used horn sections or horns on multiple songs are Genesis, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Avenged Sevenfold, Cake. I don't know if that's a band. I guess Cake.
Hey, though. Yeah, you know the song.
Okay. All right.
You heard some of the songs, you would know. Okay. Yeah, they're actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Oingo Boingo.
I never heard of them.
Yeah, I never heard of them. Sublime.
Yes.
And
it's awesome.
Sublime to name a few. And then also he writes Best Bassist. Someone also writes Best Bassist and says that's they feel, and well, we asked the question, who is the best, do you feel is the best bassist, guitarist, singer, drummer, or band from any era? And this person says, one person said, rest his crazy soul, but Keith Moon, as a drummer, I'm assuming, right? Nate, he was a drummer, right, Nate?
He was a drummer. He was a drummer, yeah.
Right, for the Who.
Matt, do they want to know our opinion on best bassist, guitarist, singer, and drummer?
No, we asked who they thought their opinion was.
Oh, okay. Who is this? Lepko You don't know?
We have to look it up again. Let me look it up. I'll look it up. And
no, 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 you're good. That's pretty cool. I appreciate it.
That was... Yeah, yeah. And, then the other one.
Iron Maiden.
yeah. And for Bam, they thought Iron Maiden was good. Now, Nate, you're big into Iron Maiden, right?
My man, Brian Evans, who recently listened, he got me into them about 3 years ago. Yeah, they're awesome. I don't know what I was missing. I don't know why I didn't listen to them. They're great.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're great.
Well, you know? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not into metal like that, but, I mean, you're more like hair bandish, aren't you, a little bit?
Yes, yeah. Classic rock hair band and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah.
Because so is Michelle, but she doesn't like Maiden, but I like them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so unfortunately, Nate, we only have email addresses for those that we don't have their names. So again, the same email that sent in about the great episode and talked about the other bands that use horns, that's the same person that said Iron Maiden. So if you know Nate, which you probably do, let him know. Give him a shout to let us know that who you were. And then it was a separate one from someone that they talked about Keith Moon being one of the best drummers.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Yeah, I know you would. I figured you would.
I'm a Who fan.
You would. Yeah,
I'm a Who fan. What?
Yeah.
What did I say in the beginning? Just my opinion. That's it.
Exactly.
All right.
So Nate, let's get into Uncle Jimmy time here.
Yes. All right.
So it's Uncle Jimmy. Oh, you know what? Nobody ever commented about Kinkle the Fun Loving Clown.
Well, hopefully, we didn't hurt anybody's feelings with that one.
Yeah, I don't know, but nobody ever commented about it. Like, nobody ever told us if we were right or wrong about the whole thing. So we need to look that up and really get... Okay, so folks, next episode, since nobody's corrected us or told us that we hurt your feelings or anything like that, or that we got the information wrong, we talked about, I was singing the song, It's Uncle Jimmy Time, It's Uncle Jimmy Time. And then I remembered that there was a song when I was a kid in Scranton that was called Kinkle the Fun-Loving Clown. And it was based off of a clown that molested children. I hate to say that, but that's what he did. And I thought it was a song based off of that by someone in Scranton or this person in Scranton. Now, again, nobody's corrected us, so I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up for next show.
Yeah.
And we're going to get this right for next show.
Yeah, so, there you go. All right, let's go.
Nate, Uncle Jimmy time. So now we have Just Saying, Random Thoughts and Observations, and Joke of the Week. Which one do you want to start off with?
Let's do Random Thoughts.
All right, Random Thoughts and Observations by Uncle Jimmy. If a student, like myself, graduates from high school at the top of their class, in height only, would that help them get into Brown University? Just wondering. So if a student like myself graduates from the top of the class in height only, no, Jim, I don't think so. No, Uncle Jimmy, no. I don't think so, pal.
Well, from what I remember, Jimmy's tall, right? Like 6'2".
He's 6'5"? Like 6'5"?
Is he that tall?
Yeah, he's tall. Yeah, he might be 6'3", but he's tall. He's tall.
Yeah, he towers over us. We're all short.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, we're short. Yeah, we're only 5'8". What are you, Nate? What are you? I'm 5'6". What are you?
I might be the tallest brother. I'm 5'9" or 5'10".
Yeah, you're the tallest one. Yep. So, Uncle Jimmy, no, unfortunately, by height alone, you're not going to get in, pal.
No,
unfortunately. But Uncle Jimmy's like we are. He's old school, high school guy that's busted his ass for 40-something years, working his ass off like we have, right, to get by. So, be proud of that fact. We don't need to worry about going to college, brother.
Yeah, and you're a good man and a good father and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, hell yeah, he's a great guy. So, Nate, Just Saying or Joke of the Week?
Just Saying.
All right. So again, folks, remember we read these right out of the envelope. We don't know what they're saying. We don't know what their context are. So here we go. I had an uncle that was a great sniper in the army. He could shoot a buzzard off of a shit wagon from 10,000 feet. The problem is that he was capped while setting up for a shot when he started sneezing. He was allergic to all of the bushes, trees, and shrubs that he was hiding behind. Perhaps they should test snipers for allergies. Just saying.
Is that true?
Yeah, I guess he had an uncle that was capped. I guess he was shot. He was a sniper in the army. He got shot by sneezing because he was too close to all the had allergies. So I guess he's saying that he's saying it might have been a good idea if they tested him first for allergies before they put him in those bushes.
I didn't mean to laugh, but okay.
Yeah, I think it's true. I think
he's got a very good point.
Yeah, damn right he does. So just saying. And last one, joke of the week. So here we go, joke of the week. I always wonder where these jokes are going to go here, but here we go.
I know.
A guy sits down at a bar. A beautiful woman across the bar starts to sneeze. She sneezed so hard that her glass eye went flying out of her head, and before it hit the ground, miraculously, the man caught it in one hand. The woman was so thankful and impressed that she asked the man to spend the rest of the day and night with her and proceeded to spoil him with riches, gourmet food, and great sex. When the night was over, the man asked her, "Do you do this with everyone?" And she said, "No. You just so happened to catch my eye."
Oh, gee.
I love it. That's a good one.
All right.
What gets that happen to me? Damn it.
That's great.
Oh, man, dude. That's awesome. All right, Uncle Jimmy, thanks a lot, brother, for your input. Love you, man. Love you.
Yes.
Love you. So, Nate.
Yeah.
We got
birthdays, right?
A couple more things. We got birthdays coming up. And actually, I got to go to another segment here because I didn't have the time. Uh-oh. We cannot minimize Zoom. You are recording this meeting. Yeah, whatever. Let me get out of here. Oh, can't record. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there we go. I can do that. Okay. All right. So, Nate, here we go. We're going to go famous birthdays. So, here's some famous birthdays that are happening in March. So, guess what? Nate, did you know, talking about the Who, do you know who turns 80 today?
It's got to be Roger Daltrey.
It is. Roger Daltrey turns 80 today. Yep.
Still looks good.
Yeah, he does look good. And did you know a fun fact about Roger Daltrey that he once appeared as a music teacher in an episode of That 70s Show?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Here is another one. He turned 70 today. Remember little Richie Cunningham from the Happy Days? Ron Howard?
Yeah, probably one of the best directors out there.
Yes, one of the best. Yep, and Ron Howard, he turned 70 today. And a fun fact about him, his wife Cheryl has appeared in many of the films that Ron Howard has directed.
Right.
Ah, now here's an interesting one.
I think his daughter was Dallas. What's her name? Dallas.
I think so, right? Yeah.
She was the girl in Lady in the Water, that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, really?
I think that's his daughter. Yes, I think so.
Wow. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, Nate, here's one, Nate, that really, really – now, this was somebody that when I was a kid growing up, she was hot as hell. All the guys loved her. And she was the actual not inventor, but she made these particular shorts very famous.
I know you're going to say.
Go ahead. Say it.
Daisy Duke.
Daisy Dukes. And that was Daisy Duke, and that was Catherine Bach of Dukes of Hazzard. She turned 69 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
and a little fun fact about Catherine Bach, which, by the way, she still looks good. She still looks good at 70 years old. Well, 69. She once appeared as a celebrity contestant on Family Feud. Let's take a look and see what else we got going on here. I don't know who this Keisha. She's a singer, I guess. I guess the kids probably know who she is. She's a singer. Yeah. Keisha. She turns 37.
Maddie, help us out with that if you listen.
Yeah, if you listen, help us out. Who's Keisha? Also, Justin Bieber turns 30 today.
Yeah.
He turns 30 years old. Let's see if there's some other people that we know here. You remember Robert Conrad? Nate, remember Robert Conrad? He was an actor. I don't think he's alive anymore though. He was on the old show Baba Black Sheep, I think. He was an old actor. I know, how about this one? I know he's dead now. How about Alan Thicke? Remember Alan Thicke?
Of course,
From Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
He's dead now, but his birthday was also today, or March 1st, excuse me.
Right.
Henry Belafonte was another one. Was another one his birthday. Yeah. Let's see here. I don't know if you know these. I don't know if you know them very well. I don't know them very well, but remember, do you know singer Mike D'Abu? He's from Manfred Mann. Remember Manfred Mann? They sung Blinded by the Light.
We're talking about that song.
We're talking about the remake. He turned 80. Do you remember who Dirk Benedict was?
That sounds familiar, but I don't.
He was on the A-Team. Face Man from the A-Team.
Who, Hannibal?
Yeah. Not Hannibal. He was Face Man.
Face!
He was the con artist. Con artist. A good looking
guy. All the girls loved him because he was so good looking.
Yes, that was Face. He's 79. Yes. Dude, he's 79 years old, bro. 79.
How old is Mr. G? Really?
I don't even know how old these other guys are. I think Hannibal's dead, right? I think George Papard is dead.
Gotta be.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at others here real quickly here. I don't know who this is. No, nobody here. Okay, here's Ryan Peake from Nickelback turns 51.
Okay, yeah.
And that's really the most notable ones really out there that I think that we can talk about. So those are some of your notable March 1st birthdays, folks.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. T, 71. So.
Oh, wow, 71. Okay. He still looks pretty good. Oh, Nate, talk about that real quick, Mr. T, although it's not really him I'm going to talk about. Talking about that thing that's coming up with Tyson and that other guy. What's going on with that, you know?
Come on. It's all scripted. You know that.
I know.
There's going to be an agreement that Mike Tyson can't punch him in the face. He can only go to the body. It's going to be an exhibition. Tyson must need money.
Okay.
The last thing to go on a puncher is her punch. So you don't not want to stand in front of Mike Tyson. And this, what's his name? Jake Paul? They said all his fights were scripted. They were all supposed to get knocked out. So they all got knocked out. Oh,
okay.
That's just what the rumor is. And I believe it. This guy's. Okay. But you know what, though? He's a friggin' YouTube guy. And he's a billionaire now. Or a millionaire.
Right. Maybe that's going to be us one day. Maybe that'll be us one
day. Yeah. We'll be on Joe Rogan.
yeah. Maybe on Joe's show. Joe. Come on, man. We're like you, bro. We're trying to get by here. Hey, you know what? Mike, Tyson, buddy. Yes. We'll even get in the ring with you. Nate and I will get in the ring with you for one half round for $1 million, and we'll even let you punch us one time. Okay, because that's all it's gonna take is one punch, and we're not gonna get back up again.
If he comes on our show, I'll get in the ring with him.
Oh hell yeah. But Nate, quickly though about that though, let's not forget that he came to Jessup in the 80s, right?
Yep. He was right before he fought I believe Trevor Burbick for the undisputed heavyweight championship belt.
Yeah. Yes.
He was 19 or 20. I have that video somewhere.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
He came, one of his sparring partners was
Joe Munley.
Yes. And for those of you in the Scranton area, Jessup, where we left Scranton, and later in the 80s, and we grew up kind of the rest of our years in Jessup. Right. One year, Mike Tyson came to Jessup to kind of get away from things for a little while before that fight. And Nate has video of him, of Tyson and stuff like that somewhere, walking around Jessup. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the rumor is that Joe Munley was a good looking guy back in the day.
Yeah.
So he had a. Mike Tyson apparently loved white women, so Joe had he had a ton of white women that loved him, so that's why he came.
Really?
He was 20. He was 20 years old. You blame him?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yep. He's 20 years old.
Well, I don't know. Poor Mike. He got a bad deal, though, man. I personally think that they set him up with that Robin Givens when he got married to her, and she set him up to because. Weren't they making? Weren't they like? They weren't they like? They were losing millions of dollars because he was knocking people out on those pay per view fights, like the first round, and then they were like, and then people weren't doing anymore. They weren't logging in anymore to the pay per view.
I don't. But people loved him though. They loved how quick he was knocking people out, so they were tuning into the next fight.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Nowadays, boxing is. He fought like 20. How many times in a year? 10.
Yeah,
they fight that many times in 10 years now. It's a joke. It's all money.
Yeah, right. Business. Yeah, yeah.
Business, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes. I know. I used to go, and I remember, like, and I know you said this, too, like, when Grandpa used to watch the fights on his little TV up in his room, and
he
used to be like, these bums are all bums now. They're all a bunch of bums. Not the same anymore. Bums, 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 he used to always say. Yeah.
You know what fight he was talking about there? Larry Holmes and Tex Cobb.
Oh, really?
Larry Holmes picked apart Tex Cobb. His face was mangled after that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I remember he played in Ace Ventura. Liar, liar.
Yes.
When he goes, quit breaking the law, asshole. That's what he's talking about. All right, we just hit our 10-minute mark. Let's go.
All right, Nate. All right, so Nate, let's why don't you get out, let's give us some shout outs
today. Oh yeah, ready?
Do it.
My man Andy Z, we already talked about him. The Bug Guys, Bill Carr. Oh, Matt, the squirrel. We had a squirrel in our basement.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead, quick. Yeah.
They answered all Michelle's questions. They didn't say, "Oh, we'll be out. We'll charge you $100," because if you called one of the three top corporations, Ehrlich, Terminex, Orkin, they would ask for $200 to come and set a trap.
Wow.
They gave Michelle tips. We actually had a trap from before from her brother, Joe. Thank God. I love Joe. He takes care of us.
Yeah.
We set a trap, got him. You in there the next day, you put sunflower seeds out, and they told us that. He was in a trap. I just let him out. He ran up the tree outside. It was cool.
Really?
It was cool. He was running, scared the shit out of Michelle because I was at work, and he was running around. Basically, she thought somebody was down there.
Ah, okay.
But the Bug Guys, Bill and Carl, I appreciate you guys answering Michelle. They answered immediately, like wow. On the website or something.
Wow.
So, my man Brian Evans, who got me in the Maiden, Chad Bidwell, Ryan Phillips, that's Ari's boyfriend, a Navy kid.
Yeah.
Still got to have on. Joe Dowdy, Allie Burke, who I was talking about, Tony Wesley, his kids, our mother, father, and of course our Aunt Carmen. DePietro's Pharmacy, I talk about them. Uncle Jimmy, that goes without saying, on Cliff Hudson.
Right, yeah, true.
We always say. Billy and Wendy Davies, Tom Borthwick, Justin Morgan. I heard Justin's doing good. I think he went away to treatment. That's why he's has been okay. Around. So, all but right. I think he's doing good.
Okay, good. Good.
AJ Frushon, who was supposed to get us our Discord, never answered me. So we'll figure all that out. We'll get it all. Daria, our girl Daria, who's on, what is it called?
Lenten break. She's taking a break.
Okay, yeah, Lenten break.
Every year she does it for Lent. Yep.
Right. I don't
smart. Whatever. She's smart. That's all I got to say.
Catholic, right? Is that what?
I don't know.
40
right. days. Yeah, for Lent, 40 days of where you decide, like, you know, either, you know, you might give something up for, like, meat, or you might give something up. And her thing, that okay. She gives up Facebook for those 40 days. And then she comes back just before Easter, she gets back on again.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Gordon and his family, of course.
Yep.
Frankie Lisneski, Leaky Pipes, Plumbing and Heating. His dog, Tishka, who we love. Irish Gene Reed, my man from the gym.
Yeah.
My work husband, Josh Sarnowski. Paul McDonough, Westside Auto Pros, Son of the Hunt, Jay and Mark.
Yep.
Cliff Griffiths. And I got a new guy, John Damiano. He's a, might be Damiano. He's a guy from work. I sent him the link. He loved it. He said,
oh, cool.
When I sent you that, he said, I have a lot of respect for people who don't really have topics. You know what I mean? Like, how do you bring up topics every 2 weeks?
Yeah, right.
I think we do good.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle Mulrain, Dr. Galella. Of course, thank a veteran.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yeah, definitely. Thank our veterans.
But I have a question for our listeners. If this is too long, because you were concerned with that you think we might be going a little bit too long.
Well, what happened was, so quickly out there, folks, so you know. So, again, the more you like us, if you click the like button, the more our podcast goes on other you know, places, what do you call it? Well, whatever.
Platforms. So like,
yeah. So like Spotify is the main one, but we're also on other ones like what's it called? Like, Apple.
Oh, Apple. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're looking at other ones too. Like, yeah, like I said, like Apple, things like that. And so the more you like us, the more it goes on there. But my concern was, Nate, was I was more or less worried. I was really worried about, the fact that we normally have like 42 listeners. We actually went up. We had 40. Now we have 42 listeners. That means is that basically means Spotify followers. Now we could have followers on other ones as well. But we have them on on Spotify. So that's right. 42 active listeners. Basically, what that means is it basically means that total number of people who are on Spotify who currently follow us meaning that you've kindly liked us and you followed us, and then you get notification from Spotify. Again, okay. as I mentioned, it doesn't really talk about like other thing. So again, like we're on like Spotify again. 13% of people listen to us on a web browser, which that okay. means they basically what that means they just go on and they search for us and they find us. 51% is Spotify.
Right.
Apple 5% Apple Podcasts. And then there's 5% they call Spotify for podcasters, which means that other podcasters listen to us as well.
Oh,
also,
I would like to hear their opinion.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that might be like that could be like Jay and Mark, Sons of the Hunt. So, right. And you know, Jay's been on the show before. We want to get him on again, but Jay has mentioned before that you know that he enjoys the show and yeah. Mark and Jay, Sons of the Hunt, they've actually won best. I think they've won like best podcast in Northeast PA a few years in a row. Right. So they know what they're doing. They're high tech. Those two guys are high tech. I mean, way, way beyond us. But they're way beyond us.
Jay, if you're listening, give us some tips. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But Jay's always complimented, said to us, "You guys do a great job." Yeah. He, you know, and then they have this other thing. 25% say other, which means that people listen on other platforms. I don't know what they are. Unfortunately,
okay. I see. Right.
Our age graphics are basically between the age of 18 and 22, we have 2%. Between 23 and 27, 32%, which that kind of actually amazes me a little bit. 23, between 23 and 27 years old, 32% listen to us.
Okay.
Between 28 and 34, 4% listen to us. Okay. Between 35 and 44 years old, 16% listen to us.
Right.
And our biggest one is 50 between 45 and 59 years old, 34% listen to us.
Well, okay.
And then 10% and then 10% of people over 60 listen to us.
Right.
So pretty interesting. 80% are male. Female are 18%, not specified is 1%, and non-binary probably they don't listen to us because they hate our guts because of stuff we talk about, but we have zero. we have 0%. So yeah.
Right. Right.
But those are some of the statistics. So what I'm trying to get at, folks, is that Nate and I were talking about this because we were wondering, is two episodes, part one and part two, is that too much for people? Because last week our right. average of like maybe like 20 people listen to us, it was only like 10. So I said to Nate, I don't know if maybe people could be on vacation. Things are going on. They couldn't listen to us. But again, usually we do a lot better than that. We average like 20 people. And I was concerned that maybe the part one and part two is too much. Maybe an hour. Because like each one is what, Nate? Like 30, it's like 39 minutes long.
It's something
each,
like that,
each
yeah.
Episode, right? So that's well over a half an hour, right? That's well over an hour and a half, excuse me. That's almost an hour and a half of content. Is that too much, folks? So again, is it too much? We're looking into, what was it, Nate, again? Well, that Discord, right?
Discord, yeah.
So we're looking. Nate's gonna get his friend. He's gonna help us try to figure out Discord. We're looking into doing that. That way, we can just have all one show instead of having to get off and get back on again and stuff like that. Because again, Nate and I, East Coast Bros, we don't take any money from anybody. We don't have any money. We don't take any money.
We don't expect it either. Right.
Right. We don't expect it. We don't. You're right. And so we do this all on our own. We, you know, the website, this here, the Facebook is done by us. Again, we don't take any money. We don't get any money from the Bug Guy. We don't get any money from Frank. We don't take any money from anybody. We talk about them because they help the show. And they're really good guys. So they're good friends of Nate. So we talk about them and their businesses, but we don't receive any compensation for any of that. No. And that's the way that we want it. We have no promise. So anything that we do is out of our pocket. So again, we got to go. We're getting done here. If it's too long, let us know. Email eastcoastbros2, the number 2 at gmail.com. Let us know. But we're going to get these episodes out to you all. Nate, I'm going to get this done, Nate. I'll get part two on there in a minute. I'll let you know. Love you, folks.
Love everybody.
All.
All
take
right.
care to all listeners. Love you all, mate. Tim, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, love brother. You, brother. It's good seeing you.
Love
all
you,
right.
Man. All right. Bye-bye, all right. Man. Bye. Bye-bye. Tell Michelle hi. Bye.